Greetings and welcome to the NewsRamp Lifestyle and Culture Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, delighted to have you with us as we explore today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we curate business news from the best newswires, bringing you the most relevant updates. Before we dive in, just a quick heads up. While AI assists in producing this podcast and generating the voices, the news stories are all real. You can read the full articles on NewsRamp.com. Today is Tuesday morning, October 21st, 2025, and we have a great mix of lifestyle and culture headlines lined up for you. So whether you're on the go, working out, or just relaxing, stay with us as we get started. Here's our first headline.
State Roundup. Marylanders flock to No Kings rallies across state. Bay restoration program hampered by privately owned shoreline. Marylanders took to the streets in various cities across the state for No Kings 2.0 rallies, protesting President Donald Trump and his actions. Demonstrators in Columbia, Annapolis, Towson, and Queen Anne's County showed up in the thousands, pushing back against claims that they hate America. Meanwhile, the Bay Restoration Program faces challenges due to privately owned shorelines, limiting public access to taxpayer-funded waterfront improvements. Maryland is leading the way in the push for electric school buses, with millions in state and federal funds distributed recently. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent is urging the IMF to sell a Montgomery County country club to refocus on their core mission. Annapolis mayoral candidate Robert O'Shea aims for broad changes in city financing, while transit cuts in South Carroll are limiting disability services. Former Lehtinen Gov Michael Steele explains why he remains a Republican, and a Montgomery County high school had to recall senior class t-shirts due to a design issue. 1970 Mercedes-Benz 280 SL Strawberry 5-Speed, a tastefully modified classic now on display. The DFW Car and Toy Museum is showcasing a unique 1970 Mercedes-Benz 280 SL, part of the Ron Sturgeon collection. This classic car has undergone over $70,000 in restoration work and now features a performance-focused 5-speed manual transmission. Painted in a rich metallic burgundy color called Strawberry, this SL stands out with its sleek design and modern drivability. Under the hood is a resealed 2.8-liter inline-six engine, paired with a Tremec 5-speed manual gearbox for enhanced precision. With refresh braking system, video instrumentation, and period-correct stereo, this 280 SL offers both collector appeal and driving enjoyment. Ron Sturgeon, the museum's founder, describes it as a perfect blend of classic design and modern performance. Visit the DFW Car and Toy Museum in Fort Worth to see this stunning Mercedes-Benz on display. Japan-America Society of Dallas-Fort Worth welcomes visionary leaders, Dan Sinawat and Kaito Ajiro, to its board of directors. The Japan-America Society of Dallas-Fort Worth has appointed two new members to its board of directors, Dan Sinawat, founder and CEO of AI Connex and VC Arena, and Kaito Ajiro, financial advisor with WWA Integrated Wealth Strategy. Dan brings a visionary perspective from the world of artificial intelligence and venture capital, aiming to position Dallas as the next Silicon Valley. Kaito, a respected financial strategist, helps navigate complex financial landscapes and strengthens U.S.-Japan trade. Their addition reflects the society's commitment to expanding its impact on both sides of the Pacific, fostering cross-cultural connections and economic partnerships in North Texas. Pride Holdings Group, formerly Parliament House Enterprises, Inc., announces acquisition of Cheer Up Charlie's, Austin's number one LGBTQ+ bar. Pride Holdings Group, formerly Parliament House Enterprises, Inc., has announced the acquisition of Cheer Up Charlie's, Austin's top LGBTQ+ bar. This strategic move is part of Pride Holdings' national expansion strategy to build the leading network of LGBTQ+ entertainment destinations in the U.S. Cheer Up Charlie's, known for its vibrant community and trend-setting nightlife, will now be part of Pride Holdings' portfolio. The founders, Tamara and Maggie, will continue in leadership roles to ensure a seamless transition. Pride Holdings plans to expand throughout Texas, with future openings in Dallas, Houston, and San Antonio within 24 months. CEO Mike Barrett emphasized that the acquisition reflects their commitment to preserving LGBTQ+ spaces while elevating them to new levels of impact and profitability. Q&A with Daniel Silvers on leadership, legacy, and reinventing a traditional industry. Meet Daniel B. Silvers, a forward-thinking investor and board leader shaping the future of fan engagement. As founder of Matthews Lane Capital Partners, LLC, and executive chairman of Winventory, Inc., Silvers is modernizing the season ticket model through technology. With a career spanning senior roles at Leisure Acquisition Corp. and Inspired Entertainment, Inc., he brings a wealth of experience to the table. Silvers holds a BS in economics and an MBA in finance from the Wharton School, along with corporate governance certification from UCLA Anderson. His leadership style emphasizes listening and allowing room for growth through mistakes. One major challenge at Winventory has been helping the CEO delegate and prioritize tasks. Silvers finds reward in helping fans enjoy their favorite teams through innovation in season ticket ownership. Hard work and perseverance have been key to his success. His advice to fellow leaders is to love what you do to avoid burnout. Silvers credits his family and senior-level mentors for his success. Next-generation board members must engage in constructive dialogue and possess diverse skills to meet evolving business challenges. Silvers focuses on making good decisions for the present and future of the companies he leads, leaving legacy for others to define.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Lifestyle and Culture Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24/7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.